From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Senate easily passed a proposal to extend unemployment benefits for 5 months, lawmakers voting 59 to 38 to approve the bill. But as NPR's Elsa Chang explains, the measure has slim chances of surviving the House, where Republicans are demanding to attach job creation provisions.
House Speaker John Boehner has already said he has problems with the Senate bill and that he'd support an extension of unemployment benefits only if it were accompanied by job creation programs. So House Republicans say they plan to attach their own provisions to the legislation, proposals they say will lead to more jobs, such as building the Keystone XL oil pipeline or mandating employer-provided health care coverage only to employees who work 40 hours a week rather than 30. More than a million people lost their benefits December 28th, but that number has since grown to nearly 3 million. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
The international community continues to praise this Saturday's presidential election in Afghanistan. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the turnout far exceeded expectations, and Taliban violence, while significant in rural areas, fell far short of projections.
Election officials estimate that more than 7 million Afghans turned out to vote. That's nearly double the turnout of the 2009 election.
We don't know who has won. We know that the Taliban has lost.
Tice Berman, head of the European Union monitoring team, says all eyes will now be on Afghanistan's electoral bodies that are tallying the votes and evaluating claims of fraud.
We do not know how these elections went.
More than 150 fraud complaints have been filed against the 8 presidential candidates. The final election results will be released in May after the allegations have been resolved. If no candidate gets more than 50%, there will be a runoff between the top two. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
If you're running Microsoft XP on your home computer starting tomorrow, you are essentially unsupported. That's because 12 years after the release of its popular operating system, the company says it will stop supporting XP. Patrick Thomas is a security consultant with Neohapsis. He explains that essentially means to millions still using the system.
Computers will continue to work as they have before April 8th. Except at that point, user security is essentially entirely in their own hands because Microsoft, the vendor, is no longer stepping in to release updates, to release patches.
One reason many individuals and businesses have been slow to move on from XP is it's relatively stable. It's estimated roughly 30% of companies, or computers rather, being used by business and consumers around the world are still running on XP. Consumers boosted their borrowing again in February, though much of the rise was due to an increase in non-revolving credit, things like education and auto loans, rather than for revolving credit, which covers store and credit card debts. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 166 points to end the session at 16,245. The Nasdaq dropped 47 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The official death toll in the Washington State mudslide has now risen to 33, with 30 of the victims now positively identified by a medical examiner's office. The latest victim ID'd as 30-year-old Billy L. Spillers, who, like the other victims, died as a result of blunt force trauma after a wall of earth and mud swept across a residential area along the North Fork of the Stillaguamish River. That's located some 55 miles northeast of Seattle. A dozen people are still listed as missing after the devastating mudslide. Airlines delayed more flights and lost more bags last year, but fewer passengers complained to the federal government about it. That's according to an annual study of airline quality. NPR's David Shaper reports the overall marks for the airline industry are the highest ever.
The annual airline quality ratings report finds that the airline industry appears to be in a pretty good place right now, according to one of the study's authors, Dean Headley of Wichita State University.
Almost 80% on time. About 3 out of 1,000 passengers have their bag not show up with them. That's not a lot. And there are only about 1 out of 100,000 passengers are complaining about it.
But?
That may be the rub. People have maybe gotten to the point where they say, I just don't care anymore.
Headley says many consumers just don't bother complaining to the federal government and seem resigned to the fact that poor service is the new normal for most airlines. David Shaper, NPR News.
In a film career that began at age 6 and continued well into his later years, actor Mickey Rooney is being remembered today. Rooney, who died over the weekend at the age of 93, never really stopped working. His body of work included 16 of the Andy Hardy comedies over the course of 2 decades, including one that featured child star Judy Garland. Rooney gained nearly as much attention for his personal life. He was married 8 times. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.